Overcoming life. Life hits hard, yet faith stands strong. Life hits hard, yet faith stands strong. With Allah beside us, we move along. Overcoming life.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulullah.
As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulullah.
Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah.
Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah.
As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Nabiyallah.
As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Nabiyallah.
Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah.
Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah.
The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, "The miser is the one in whose presence I am mentioned and he does not send blessings upon me." Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you're on Madani channel, you're watching our series Overcoming Life. And in the hadith that was just mentioned, a miser here doesn't describe someone who is stingy with money. It means someone who is stingy with something even easier: their tongue. And this is when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is mentioned and they still can't even recite salutations upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we have covered this before, so I'm not going to delve into it too much, but I just wanted to remind the viewers one more time that whenever you hear the name of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, always make sure to recite salutations upon him. It only takes a second, and also make sure to recite it properly. And today's topic is about real friends. Since I was talking about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we know the best of friendships, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had his companions, and specifically out of those companions, I want to mention one companion, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and his friendship with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We'll delve into it, I think, later, but let's start with, what would you define as a real friend?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Zahir bhai, I want to start off with there is a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And the final messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, he explained family, wealth, and his actions of a person. He explains these three things. Inshallah, you'll understand why I've chosen this. And these are three things in a person's life: his family, his wealth, and his actions. And the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam mentions that when the person, these are the friends near to his deathbed. When he's about to pass away, these are the three things which are standing there: his family, his wealth, his actions. And when the person dies, what is the state of these three friends, you can say? So the family, they will obviously, they say that we will bath you, we will, you know, in the world we'll look after you, when you pass away, we'll bath you, we'll carry your janazah, we'll go and bury you, fulfill your funeral rites, etc. And we'll speak good about you after you've passed away. All this is what is done by the family. And the second friend, which is his wealth. The wealth says, I'm with you for as long as you are in the world. As soon as you die, that's it. There's no connectivity with me and you. You're going your own way and I'm going my own way. So the wealth separates from me. And the third friend is his actions. Now the actions, they will go on to say that I will be your friend in the dunya, I will accompany you in the grave, I will save you from the terror of the punishments of the grave, and on the day of judgment, when your accountability will be taken place, I will be the weight on your scale, I will make it heavier. Right? This is the actual real friend. The Prophet ﷺ mentions regarding these three aspects. So when we are talking about real friends, I think it's something about understanding what real friends are, where they were going to help us. Sometimes we see, oh, he's watching my back, right? To us, that is a real friend. He's watching my back. And at times I've seen that these same people we hold this link with today, we have so high hope for, that he's watching my back. When times happen, you see the one watching your back is the first one gone. You turn around and you see there's no one behind you. And it's happened. You know, many cases have happened where their own friends have left them. Right? There's been cases where an accident has took place. Car crashes happened. Right? And the friends are in a state. They've been in an accident. And the person, one who's who's in a better condition, at that time, he's there to save them, maybe call the ambulance, maybe call, you know, try to get them out of the car, etc. He's left them. He doesn't want to be blamed for this. If he's the driver, he doesn't want to be blamed for being involved in an accident or taking someone. He's left them in that state. And people seeing these people, that they say, this he's my real friend. He's watching my back. And at times this has happened. Many other times in life where those people you rely upon, you might even make a phone call and say, look, I've got this problem. Can you help me? Today, sorry, I'm in a bit of trouble myself. I'm a bit of problem myself. I can't be there. And you'll always find that the dunya, the people in the dunya, they will let you down. And that actual real friends, and even same with wealth, you know, today we rely on the wealth so much. This is, you know, one who has wealth, he thinks, I've got everything. I can do everything. I can buy anything. I can go anywhere. Right? But at times, it doesn't take that wealth to leave us either.
So that's right? The worst offense. Right?
And even if he's with us in the dunya, where does that wealth go into the afterlife? Mm. It doesn't go into the afterlife. It doesn't go into the grave. And even if you have very good friends, that friend who's ready to do everything for you in the world, right? Is he going to spend one night at your grave? He's not going to spend a night at your grave. Just sitting there giving you comfort. Look, I'm here. Don't worry. It's the first night of your grave. I'm going to sit on the side of your grave today. I'm going to remember you. I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to sit here in the graveyard. You know, now it's become a culture that as soon as someone passes away, you know, you go at the grave. Once the Fatiha has done the burial and everything, the flowers are put down. You know, family members are asking each other, let's go. Right? It's a matter about just leave. You've done your bit now. You want to leave from there. You want to go. And that's what's happening. You know, the best of your friends are not going to be there. Right? They're not going to be there to help you in the afterlife. What's going to help you in the afterlife is your amal, your actions. So before we even talk about our friendship and real friends are, this is the real friend, your actions. That's what's going to make your life afterlife. I tell you, my parents are those in it. They can, in the dunya, they can give their own life for your life. Many incidents have happened like this, where the parents have chose their loss of life to give life to their children. And that's love. That's the extent a mother is and a father is. It's another thing that the youth of today don't understand. They don't understand that how much your parents does, how much the family go through, the struggles they go through. It's only when we will open our eyes we will realize this. Things which our parents are doing today, and they're doing so much, and we don't realize it, you know. When once they're gone, you'll realize. Oof.
As I was going to say, by the time they realize, it will be too late. Parents would be gone by then.
But even to the extent, those parents who have done so much in the world, on Yawm al-Qiyamah, on the Day of Judgment, and then a child will go to his father. What does Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah say? When a mother, talking about the Day of Judgment, when a mother runs away from his child, who will say, come here?
Rasul,
the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Right? And when a father, you know, he will want to run away from his child, who will call you at that day? Rasulullah. That is who will help us and save us and protect us on Yawm al-Qiyamah. But nevertheless, look, parents, the connectivity with the children so much, the concern, the feeling, everything. On Yawm al-Qiyamah, after the job, you left this world, even the parents won't do nothing. Even if a child loves his parents so much, you know, some, alhamdulillah, those who are fortunate. They have love for their parents. They have love for their elders, right? And mother is everything. Father is everything. They want to do everything for their parents. But on the Day of Judgment, if your father or mother will ask you for one deed, one good action, give me one good deed, on that day, a child will also say that, mother, father, I can't give you that. I'm also in need of that one good deed. So how far, you know, that anyone will go on that day, there will be no. And the only thing will be there with you at that time will be your actions, your good amal which you have done in the world. So I think it's a start from friendship. And those in the same way, those friends which will help you, increase them good actions or lead you to Jannah, lead you to paradise. That is the friends you should be looking for. And
friends who remind you of Allah.
Yes, the friends who remind you of Allah, the friends who will remind you of death. You might be thinking, that sounds a bit weird, and friends will remind you of death, right? But it's a reality. Those people who are reminding you're going to die one day, what they're actually reminding you is after afterlife. Mm. And that's what counts, right?
In reality, they are being real with you, aren't they? Because they're reminding you of the reality that you are going to die. So, yeah, I think that's also an important fact of having a friend who reminds you of death. But you know, we have youngsters and they feel like their friends are their best friends. And no matter what it is, anyone could say anything about them, they are the best of people. So I've had this youngster ask me one time as well, and he said, my friend, my parents think of him as bad. They think he's bad just because of the way he dresses, just because of the way he is. But I know him, I grew up with him. He's a nice person. I would give my life for him. He would give his life for me. He's my boy from day one. What do you say about that?
Yes, it's common stories, actually. One thing I will ask you is, if you knew someone for a week or two, right? Or if you experienced a life, a few years in growing up and experienced a few years of experience in life, is your experience going to be more or the experience of those who spent 50, 60 years in life? Obviously, the person who spent a 50, 60-year life span, he's going to have more experience. And when the parents, sometimes when they tell us there's something not right about this person, they're talking from their experience. They're talking from their lives which they've seen with what's been happening. Sometimes we are not realizing that this person, there's something wrong with him. But they are visualizing it. They are seeing it. Because they've seen all this happen in life. You know, someone with 60 years of experience, if your father is 50, 60, his experience, even if he's 40, right, you're 20, right, still he's 20 more years experience than you. So once you're able to learn from this, then when the parents are telling you, okay, he's not the right person for you, or, you know, I don't know what you see in this person. And then there's the other side of the table as well. Okay, just say, argument's sake, Zaid bhai, that he's a genuine friend, right? But parents who come first, or the friends who cook? Rights of parents come first, or the rights of your friends come first?
Parents
come first. To the extent, if your parents, they stop you from going to religious gatherings, or Sheikh Tariqat Amil Sunnat Damat Barakatum Aliyah, he touches upon this. He says that parents, when they stop you from going to gatherings, right, where events are happening, you're learning about the deen, or maybe Mawlid al-Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, zikr is happening, etc. And your parents say to you, look, you know, son, come home at this time. Don't go today. I need you to do this, etc. Whatever your parents say. So here, the hukum of the parents is going to be compulsory. Where this is mustahab, something which is a rewardable action, is good. Right? But their order is more in value. It falls upon you to listen to them. Right? Because there might be other means of gaining this as well. For example, gaining knowledge, you can gain it in other ways. It doesn't have to be that certain gathering. There might be other ways, and the time which we are living in is, and also in the gathering of zikr is mustahab, it's rewarding. So here, the parents, they need to be listened upon. And you know, when we sometimes, as youth today, you know, we don't realize this, the importance, the value of our parents, but we give so much value towards our children. And what happens is, tell me one thing, Zaid bhai, honest opinion. If something happens, may Allah keep you safe and protected, but generally, when something happens to you, or anyone, any youngster, who is there in hospital and by the bedside?
The parents.
No matter how good the friend is, he's not going to spend a day there. He's not going to spend a night there. Right? And this is something which we need to realize. A person is claiming, is always, is confident in this. My friend is going to be there. He's not going to be there. How long is he going to be there? When someone, you know, I remember people who go into prisons. Right, people who have done something, some done a crime, might be done something very bad, something wrong. The parents are still going visiting them, still seeing that child. To them, he's still their child. Everyone else might have cornered them off. Okay, he got caught in this, or you know, so just say certain act which is not liked in society. He's been caught in that action. You see, those friends, they will cut you off. Those people who respected you would disrespect you now. But your parents will still go, is my child. So, one is this aspect, that understanding that how your parents are and how they value you, how they want to look after you. But even if a friend is there, who's ready, you know, you get genuine people as well, those people who say, like, mashallah, they really look after us, or they really dear as a friend. But like I mentioned, that's why I started off with that. That friend is not going to be for your afterlife, because your good deeds are those are which are going to go through by serving your parents, by looking after your parents. It's not going to be going, you're not going to be getting good deeds by serving your friend. Right? You're going to get good deeds by looking after your parents, by keeping them happy, by smile. Because they are your paradise. They are your Jannah. Right? They are your success. So that is what you're supposed to be working with and serving for, inshallah.
Inshallah. So then how are we supposed to have fun if we can't really trust those friends and our parents are telling us that those are not the best of people? How are we supposed to have fun?
I'm not in any way I mean saying that don't make friends, don't have friends. Alhamdulillah, one can have friends, one should have good friends actually, good company. And good company is what will, alhamdulillah, it's a great means as well. Good company is always something which is helping you. If you're with a friend who can continuously remind you of salah, then mashallah, what better friend do you want? There's a friend of yours who's always telling you, brother, as soon as you start speaking ill of someone, he says, look, oh, this is backbiting. That is the friend you want, right? And in the same way, alhamdulillah, those friends who are teaching the knowledge of deen, those friends who are taking you towards goodness, who are saving you from that evil. You know, here we are talking about those friends who are saving you from, protecting you from the wrong actions, wrong ways. If you're going to be jumping into a car with someone who's going to be taking drugs, okay, you might not be taking drugs yourself. Or you might not be involved in any of these actions yourself. That person's hyped up, what's the risk going to be? He's going to take your life as well. A friend who's going to end up taking your life, is he a friend or not? Is he a friend? He's not a friend. Because he's causing harm to you. The one who's already... a friend who's going to be taking you to the masjid, right? Even if your life is taken by the going to the masjid, you'll end up going in the good cause, right? So, you know, it'll benefit you in the afterlife. So, this type of friends, you know, there's no, alhamdulillah, these good friends are those who will protect you, save you. And there's no harm in, look, enjoyment in the sense those things which Sharia has not forbidden. Friends amongst themselves do something and act like this, alhamdulillah, Islam is not stopping you from doing that or going somewhere, alhamdulillah, azawajal. But one needs to think that what are we wasting our time on? We're wasting our time on those things which are not benefiting us in the world or the afterlife, right? When there's no benefit in the afterlife for us, why are we spending so much of our time there? You know, I talked about it a bit earlier about that time, if you're given towards our family, our parents, you know, we'll be earning something for the afterlife. The other thing is about balancing yourself as well. If you're giving time to your friends, where is the time you're giving towards your family? Right? Someone is giving so much time to his friend, he's always out there being with his friend. Remember the time at home? You can't even sit 5 minutes with your parents. This is something which one needs to reflect on. He's giving so much for his friends, the people he's with, but he's not giving anything to his parents. In the same way, the father, if someone is elderly, you know, someone is older, he's spending time with his friends, not spending time at home with his wife and children. This is also wrong as well. So they need to be spending time with, you know, they need your time as well. And sadly, one of the worst friends which we have today is this, the friend of our device today. You know, I think people are out of that phrase of friendship now. You can be sitting amongst your friends today and you're just connected to this device. You're just sitting there and you go into a restaurant to eat even, and still you find that you're not speaking with each other, you're not sharing anything. People have chosen this as a friend over all friends, which is a very dangerous aspect.
You know what, another thing that this, looking at this makes me realize how many things this has actually replaced. How it was just supposed to be for talking initially, and then now it's turned into something else. You've got talking, you've got messaging, you've got torch. So now the people don't use torches anymore because this has replaced the function of the torches. People have started to use this for sort of everything. But this has made us forget our real purpose as well at the same time. Now, I don't want to go off topic because into the topic that our real purpose is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But I feel like this has taken off a lot of our purpose. For example, one of them is even sitting with the family and communicating with them. This has taken that away as well. So beautiful example you gave.
And you know, proper friends, you know, one should not lonely himself either, right? Because one who's alone, he's like that sheep which separates away from the herd. What does the fox attack? A lonely sheep, right? And Shaitan will attack you. And I tell you, this loneliness of just being on your device, this is worse in a lot of sense, that you're not having a friend. Right? I'm talking about here good friends. People are living their lives just according to the devices. You're sitting at home, you know, there's so much time. It's not just these devices, video games, etc., other things people are just involved in, hooked on. They're just away from everything else. Not having good company. And good company is a need of our time. And I would say the importance of good company is so important that without it, a person can be destroyed. It's actually better to be in good company than to not have company at all. You know, some people think, oh, not having company, I don't need friends. Some people are like that as well. They don't feel the need of friends, right? They don't feel the need of being in someone's company. And them people normally, at times, you find them lost totally as well. They're in another world, right? They're thinking of, it's just going in different directions in every aspect. They get overtaken by waswasas, by whispers. Why? Because there's no one there to accompany them. There's no one there to guide them. I think you will realize the importance of this from the weight of the words of Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz Rahmatullah Alayh. Sayyidina Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz Rahmatullah Alayh, he says that good company is better than your good actions.
SubhanAllah.
Look at the power of the word. It says good company is better than your good actions. And bad company is worse than your bad actions. Right? Sometimes the person thinks, look, I'm doing good actions, but he doesn't have good company. Right? You might do them for a while. How long for? You might be praying, but how long for? Yeah, even that you are praying, you might continue to pray. But because that good company wasn't there, you never expand upon your prayers on the sense that you never, maybe the good company would have made you understand how to, the mistakes in your prayers. Right? Made you understand about the farais, the wajibat, in all your amal in the same way. Whereas you might be just doing good actions. But there was no one to guide you in the mistakes you were making. That's where good company is involved.
Yeah. Right? So they might be thinking, oh, this is my boy, he's my day one, he's my real one. But in reality, if he's not actually bringing you close to Allah, if he's not actually helping you pray, or when you're with him, it leads you towards haram, he's not your real friend.
That's what bad company is. And bad company is actually worse than bad action. Someone does an action. Why does it? He does it in his limitation. He does it hiding. What does bad company mean? You do it open.
Allah.
Are you doing it in the company of someone else? So this shame is gone away from you. This haya is gone away from you. This fear is gone away. Here, there's still an aspect of fear. You're doing something, you're doing it on your own. But when you're doing that in the company of the bad, then that aspect is gone. So this is why bad company is a lot badder, because they will only continue to take you towards bad. Whereas, you know, sometimes bad actions can be stopped at times. You know, you may realize one day, but bad company is always, it carries on dragging you. You know, there are times you don't feel like, oh, just have another joint, right? Have another drink, right? Oh, it doesn't matter, man. Let's go out. They're the ones who are telling you to leave your parents behind. They're the ones who are telling you to, you know, it doesn't matter, man. Or, you know, we've got plenty of things to do in life. They're the ones who are telling you, making you think that life is everything. Right? And forgetting the grave. That's bad company. Whereas good company will always remind you of the afterlife. They'll remind you of death. They remind you of good deeds. They remind you of, oh, it's time for salah. Right? They remind you of any mistake you're making in your salah, in your prayers, in your ibadat. That's good company.
You've mentioned quite a lot of points, and I don't think I can expand on it much more. But I wanted to give something to the viewers before I ask for one final advice from yourself. Is that, have you experienced good company within your life? Of course, we're surrounded by Dawat Islami, which is a whole flower of good company, but actually a whole ocean of good company. But have you had any friend that you would describe as a real friend who's made a difference in your life?
Mashallah, I tell you what the best company is. The best company is those who have love for Rasulullah
sallallahu alaihi
wasallam. You know, you'll get aspects where you sit amongst people and they're talking about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They're talking about the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They're talking about the uniqueness of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That you just want to sit in that company. Because that is what's purifying you. That is what maybe making you shed that one tear in the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That company, you know, at times it's hard to find such people. Alhamdulillah, in the environment of Dawat Islami, we'll always find people like this. People who love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. People who have this unique thinking, unique way, unique source. And these Ashikane Rasul, which are the lovers of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, are nothing from just today. They are the awliya. They are the pious people of Allah who have showed us examples in life like this and will continue to tell us about this. So, and these lovers of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they'll be those who protect your iman, they will protect your aqaid, right? They will help you to protect your iman and your aqeedah, because they will have goodness in them. They will have you respect for the Ahlul Bayt, the respect for the Sahaba, the respect for the awliya, the respect for the Holy Quran. And they will always teach you respect. Whereas some people might be so-called religious nowadays, and you know, they might be diverting you away from the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is dangerous. That is the company which we should avoid totally. Right? The good companies are in reality, those who love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
That's beautiful. And then, you know, even within my own personal life, I've experienced that having that good company, someone who keeps connecting you to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that's the key. And you know, those are the friends that you will always stay in touch with as well. Because what's keeping you connected is the love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Islam. And those two things will never end. Everything else will end, but those two things will never end, inshallah. And that is your true friends as well. So one final parting advice for our viewers.
Final advice, really reflect upon those people you take as friends. Sometimes people might seem very good, but inside they are those who will cause harm to you. People who might sound sometimes very good, right? Don't get deceived by voice, by speech, by people you think that these people might telling you something. Because there's always a fear that people who might look good from the outside, they might be corrupting you from the inside. So be wise and understand who your friends are, who the people you sit with, which are the gatherings you are going to, which are the people you are learning from. All this is important. You need to have this understanding. And I already gave you the key for that. I think the key to everything is, where you find love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that's where you need to be sitting. Where you find the love for the Sahaba, the love for the Ahlul Bayt, the love for the Awliya. Where you be teach respect, that is the right place. And anywhere other than this can be a diversion, right? Can be something which might lead you astray. So adopt the right people you sit with. The people who teach you respect. The people who teach you love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Teach you that love for Allah. These are the people you need to be sitting with.
SubhanAllah, what beautiful advice. So, dear viewers of Madani Channel, you've been watching our series Overcoming Life on Madani Channel. Please make sure to keep watching Madani Channel and remember what we discussed today, because I think today's topic was a heavy one and a really good one. And just remember that door for everything to go well is that love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because if you love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you will automatically love your prayers, you will automatically love Salah, you will automatically love Quran, and you will automatically get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because the key to everything is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So make friends who bring you closer to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and friends who remind you of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well. Keep watching Madani Channel. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sallu alil Habib
sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Overcoming life. Life hits hard, yet faith stands strong. Life hits hard, yet faith stands strong. With Allah beside us, we move along.